On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
Now, we are all still coming to terms with the COVID-19 figures that were announced yesterday. Not only did we have over 1,000 cases in the Republic, but we had close to 1,000 cases being announced in Northern Ireland yesterday as well. We think it is the single biggest day of COVID-19 cases on the island, and it does leave us with a few major questions. And of course, this is also the week of the budget. So to discuss both of those issues and a little more, we're joined now on the line by the Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty. Piers, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Kevin.
And thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime. We'll talk about the budget in just a few minutes' time, but obviously, as you are a TD for a border region, first of all, wanted to get your thoughts on the figures yesterday. We see this morning Leo Varadkar in the Sunday Independent once again suggesting that maybe there is some scope for a short, sharp lockdown, a kind of a circuit breaker. Would you support that idea?
Well, look, that's the idea that was put forward by the public health officials. One, we all know that Leo Varadkar went out on national televisions and took the legs from under them, in my view, in a very damaging interview. I think that it's clear that there is other interventions that are required. We can see the figures, and it's not just now in the border region, but we can. That's probably ahead of the rest of the island, but we can see, and particularly the northwest region, we can see escalating cases in areas, you know, in Cork and all the rest, and mm-hmm. I don't think that's because of the border. And Dublin's cases increased there yesterday, and you know, you listen to comments from Philip Nolan, and you know, we hear comments from government saying that it's stabilised in Dublin, and Philip Nolan saying that we've been fooled by numbers in Dublin before, so we have to be cautious. So it is clear that there are further interventions that are required. You know, Donegal's been in level 3 now for the last 2 weeks, Dublin for 3 weeks. The numbers aren't reducing in the way that we have to reduce them. Yes, we have to take our own personal decisions in terms of following public health guideline, and we reiterate that again to everybody, but I think that there's further measures that are required.
But what are those further measures, to your mind? What are those further measures? What would you like to see?
Well, I think there will be inevitably further restrictions. I think that's, you know, look at how fast this is developing. If I look in my own county of Donegal, in the electoral area there of Carndona, for example, 2 weeks ago there was no cases of COVID-19. Today the incidence rates are 350 to 100,000 cases. If I look across the border in relation to Derry, the incident rate a month ago in Derry was less than 10 per 100,000, one of the lowest on the island of Ireland. Today it is over 800 per 100,000. This gets a grip very rapidly, and while there are a number of phases set out in the government's plans, you know, from 1 to 5, sometimes the virus doesn't wait for you to go through those phases as simply as they're written down on paper. So I think that the public health advice needs to be listened to. It's one of the things we said that we would do, that government should be open to listen to what the public health officials are saying, and yes, of course, interrogate it, of course, question it. Nobody, I don't, you know, care which party you're from, nobody wants to see the state go into further levels of restriction. However, we need to make sure that we keep our people safe, and also we also need to make sure that we keep our economy safe, and we need to keep jobs safe, and sometimes the best way of doing that is to have restrictions imposed for a short period of time.
So does all of that mean then, Piers, that you now with the benefit of hindsight support Neffert's recommendation last week to move to level 5? Because in the aftermath of that we had David Cullinan and Mary Lou McDonald in the Dáil, and they were equivocating a little because they said they didn't have the same data at their disposal that Neffert or the government would have, and they didn't feel qualified to make that call. It sounds like now you're saying level 5 would have been the right thing.
No, we still don't have that type of information, and we still make that clear. I haven't been able to sit down with with the modellers, with the chief medical officer, and Sinn Féin hasn't had that opportunity. We will have briefings next week. What we've said very clearly is that the advice that was given last week should be taken on board. It shouldn't have been dealt with in the way that Leo Varadkar dealt with it in national television. In my view, it was a personal assault on the chief medical officer, and it undermined Neffert. What we said is that without a shadow of a doubt, we would be moving to level 3, but would be open to listening to going further if need be. That's an opportunity we don't have. We're not saying that we should have it. We're not the government party, but the government do have that opportunity. They had the opportunity to sit down with the public health officials to hear exactly about the modelling, where they think it's going. And look, it's very clear what's happening at the minute with hospital admissions. You know, it's doubling every 2 weeks. So everybody, including ourselves and the public, can see the rate that is of change that is happening and how quickly this is happening. One of the other things we've said, Gavin, very clearly is that the state is not prepared for level five. And when we say that, we mean that the pandemic unemployment payment has been cut. The supports for employers are about 50% less than they were during the restrictions in April and May. So therefore, those are the decisions that now need to be made by government. Okay. They need to reverse the pandemic unemployment payment. They need to make sure that there's support there for employers that will keep their employees connected with them during any further period.
All of those are likely to be decisions that the government would have to make when it comes to the budget in 2 days' time. And we will come to that in just 1 minute. But before we do that, I want to play some audio from your party colleague, the MP for South Down, Chris Hazard, who was speaking to the BBC this morning. And he was making the case perhaps for there to be a circuit breaker in the six counties.
You know, if we don't do something now as a community to act with social solidarity, our health system's going to come under serious pressure in the weeks ahead. You know, we all know for some weeks now there's been speculation around the idea of a circuit breaker and when this would take place. You know, people were speculating that it would chime with the Halloween holidays with schools, etc. But unfortunately, you look at the numbers now, and I think now the executive need to consider very carefully how we go forward. And I think we need to see clear and concise direction being given by the executive in the next few days, and I'm sure we'll get that.
So it sounds as if there, the Chris Hazard speaking to Mark Carruthers on the BBC this morning was calling for there to be an imminent plan for a circuit breaker within the six counties. Do you believe that we should make sure that we're in lockstep and we pursue the same measures on this side of the border?
From the very start, we've been arguing that this has to be dealt with on an all-Ireland basis. And the point I was making earlier on is while the Northwest is ahead of the rest of the state, the rest of the state and the island are catching up and catching up quickly. And that's been echoed by the Chief Medical Officer, not to be over-focused in relation to what's happening in the Northwest, because it's just a matter of time before the rest of the state carries. So there is need for additional restrictions. We do need to deal with it on an all-Ireland basis. I'm sure that the executive are going to be meeting early next week. There was a huge issue in terms of the fact, as you know, Gavin, the executive has no borrowing capacity. It's not allowed to borrow. It's not allowed to raise taxes or anything. So it requires supports from London. And there's been a lot of work done by my colleague, the Minister for Finance, and Michelle O'Neill, and indeed all of the parties who have been speaking with one voice in this during the week to try and get those additional supports. There was an intervention by Micheál Martin, which is welcome as well, with Boris Johnson. So the executive now needs to be able to move and impose further restrictions, which I believe that they will do. However, you know, having one set of restrictions in one side of the border and a completely different scenario on the other side is not good for anybody. The virus doesn't accept the border. And, you know, this isn't about politics. This isn't about constitutional issue. On the island of Ireland, we deal with animal health as an all-Ireland issue. We need to deal with human health and dealing with the virus as an all-Ireland issue as well as an all-island issue. Yes. So I want decisions. I would like to see decisions made across the island of Ireland together, not the executive doing this and then the government doing something else or even following in a couple of days. It needs to be done. It should be done as a united decision across the island of Ireland.
Certainly doesn't make any sense for there to be different rules on one side of the bridge between Lifford and Stranorder maybe and something else on the other side, or Strabane rather. The budget is in 2 days' time. It'll be your 11th time issuing the Sinn Féin response on behalf of your party. I can't believe it's been 10 years since the last time you stood up in the Dáil Chamber. You mentioned that you would like the PUP to be returned to its existing levels and for the business supports which have been tapered off recently to restore to their initial levels. If you were the minister on Tuesday and you were doing all of that, how much extra would it cost and how would you pay for it?
Yeah, well, first of all, right across Europe, there is going to be borrowing to deal with the deficits that are required to support households, to support incomes, to support employers, and to build capacity within the public health services. We deal with COVID-related expenditure. Ireland will be no different. However, we are in a good position, like all EU countries, to actually borrow, given the ECB's intervention, which is, you know, is borrowing or is buying up bonds on the secondary market worth over $1.5 trillion. So that has pushed down borrowing rates for us, and we need to be able to benefit from that. So how much does it cost? It cost the two packages would cost in the region of €6.5 billion. Euro. The government have set aside in their COVID-related expenditure about €5 billion of that for these measures, including increased unemployment. So we would provide an additional €1.5 billion, restoring the pandemic unemployment payment to €350 for the top rate, ensuring that the cut cuts that are planned by the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil government in February the 1st do not take place, and bringing in a better support for employers to make sure that those who have seen a downturn in their activity, that they have enhanced levels of support as opposed to the 203. Okay. And crucially, Gavin, for those that are most severely affected, there would be an enhanced level of support for them. So if you have a downturn of more than 50%, you would have a higher level of support from the state.
Okay. All of that obviously sounds well and good. And obviously we're in a very lucky time where it's never been a better time to borrow, as you've said yourself. But I suppose the difficulty that a lot of people might have with the premise of Sinn Féin proposing to borrow is that this is the 11th budget that you've responded for Sinn Féin. And for many of the previous budgets, when hard decisions had to be made, you were one of those that was advocating for tearing up a lot of the debts that we previously had and to repudiate them. And surely you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't say that Ireland should tear up some of its previous debts because they're illegitimate or that they shouldn't be honoured, and then propose a few years later to go back to the markets and borrow from the same people again.
Well, first of all, Gavin, when you talk about burning bondholders in Anglo-Irish Bank, including unguaranteed bondholders that the Fine Gael Labour government paid in full, of course that's the right response. Not only was that the right response at that time, we shouldn't have paid out on that banking debt, but actually right across Europe, including Ireland, including Germany, if this was to happen again, if we had a banking failure like what happened in Ireland, what the policy reaction across Europe would be actually to burn the bondholders.
But that's the policy now, Pearce. Now, and I understand, obviously, that they were bank bondholders rather than sovereign. But when you've nationalised a bank, people don't see the difference. People see the Irish taxpayer deciding not to pay out on debts, which, you know, dubious or not, are debts which exist in law. And you're proposing not to repay them. And now you're proposing to borrow more again.
Well, first of all, yeah, I welcome the fact that it is now accepted that is exactly what we would do right across Europe, that Sinn Féin's policy was the right one at that time, and Europe have now acknowledged that is what it would happen if it were to appear today. Look, we paid out unguaranteed bondholders in Anglo-Irish Bank. And in politics, you have to make choices. In politics, you make choices. Do you cut social welfare? Do you cut the blind pension, as Fianna Fáil did? Do you cut incomes for those with disability? Or do you pay out unguaranteed bondholders in a bank that was bust, that should never have been protected in the first place, which was Anglo-Irish Bank? They're the choices I made. I would have made. I stand over them 100%. And we have seen other countries which didn't, including Ireland, actually paid out or didn't pay out on some of the unguaranteed money through a scheme that they introduced. So to suggest that wouldn't allow us to borrow today is nonsensical. I heard Pascal Donoghue saying that. Pascal would like to suggest that it is all his doing. And the reality is there is no country in the EU that actually borrows anywhere near above 1%. Why? Because the ECB rightly has done in this case said that we will do whatever it takes. And therefore they have launched into a major secondary bond purchasing program, which has reduced our cost of borrowing, and I welcome that. It was the right call. We encouraged that to happen. We met with the Minister for Finance, and that is the situation we're in today. Today, now we have to make choices, and Sinn Féin's choices in this budget is about protecting incomes for those who have lost their jobs. It is about making given certainty that as many jobs that can be saved will be saved. It is about reducing the cost of living for people by investing in the likes of childcare and reducing the cost of childcare. It is about making sure that we cut rents and freeze them, and we build the biggest housing numbers that we've ever seen in the history of the state.
Okay.
That can be done, but it can only be done if you have ambition and if you have the people that will deliver on that type of ambition.
I mentioned that it's your 11th time responding to the budget on behalf of Sinn Féin. It'll be the first time that you get to stand up right after the minister as the finance spokesman for the lead opposition party. And I suppose it could be a curious time, because now if we have a government that's formed more along ideological lines with two centrists or centre-right parties like Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and if there's very little constraint on how much they can borrow, perhaps this budget might tell us more about this government than anything else. So what are you planning to say to them in response?
Well, first of all, we don't know what they've outlined. We've set out our proposals. We've given them to them. We expect that many of the things, or some of the things that we've argued for, will be contained within it. Like, we've given the government ideas before. For example, the hospitality and tourism voucher. They decided to take it and make a dog's dinner of it with this stay and spend. Now they've acknowledged that it's not going to work, and they're going to have to look at it again. So we're hoping that they will look at the model that we have. We do expect, or there should be changes in terms of the pub payments. There's two things that have to happen here, Gavin. We have to continue to keep the lights on in terms of the expenditure that is COVID related. So that's the 9 billion euro that the government have outlined. But we also now have to stimulate the economy. It's not just Sinn Féin that's saying this. The Fiscal Advisory Council are saying 2021 is the time to stimulate the economy, to create jobs, to create demand within the economy. They've talked about 10 billion euro over a 2-year period. The IMF, no friend, you know, like, you know, we know the history of the IMF in this state, are basically saying that countries that have the ability to borrow need to borrow, need to spend. This is the time to do it. So what we've outlined is a net expenditure above the COVID-related expenditure of 6 billion euro. But crucially, what that does, some of it's one-off. Most of it is actually about supporting jobs and businesses and supporting incomes. But what it also does, and what we can do here, is where we can give people hope, is we can actually do things differently from the way they were done in the past. We can actually deal with the housing crisis by actually investing now in major capital projects, building 20,000 homes over 2021. We can actually build in the capacity that should have been built over the last 10 years in terms of hospitals. That's why we're arguing for 1,100 additional net beds and 100 ICU beds. These are the things that can be done and should be done. And hopefully, if the government do them, I'll stand up and welcome them. But I know that this government is a government that have always been on the side of the banks, of the insurance industry, of the vested interests. I've seen them time and time again make the wrong decisions by cutting the pandemic unemployment payment, by cutting the supports for employers at a time of a pandemic. They're the wrong decisions, and if they continue to make them, I will stand up and call them out.
Okay, well, we'll see what you have to say on Tuesday afternoon when you're on your feet at about 2:30. Until then, thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal, and the party spokesperson on finance.